USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
French officials say the Notre Dame Cathedral is scarred, but they're vowing to repair and rebuild after yesterday's massive fire, watched by people around the world, as well as huge crowds who gathered right outside the cathedral itself in the center of Paris. Professor in the history of architecture at NYU, Jean-Louis Cohen, says he's not surprised that it would bring such shock and sorrow to the world. He says of the cathedral,
a monument to art and to religion and to faith. It is also one of major landmarks of all of human history.
Investigators now questioning workers who were doing renovations at the cathedral when the fire broke out. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld will be challenging President Trump for the 2020 Republican nomination in the race for the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Calling it a random act, police say there was no connection between the 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda and the 5-year-old boy that he picked up and threw off a third level of the Mall of America in Minnesota last week. This man witnessed it.
The child's mom was there. She was beside herself. She was crying, screaming, begging everyone to pray.
Aranda is now in custody, charged with first-degree murder, and a GoFundMe page has been set up by a family friend to benefit the boy, identified as Landon, who is clinging to life. Over $500,000 been raised. Vermont Independent Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders releasing a decade's worth of his tax returns. Sanders reported a total income of over $1 million in 2016 and 17 after the release of a book covering his first presidential run. He's now challenging President Trump to release his tax returns as well. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump provides an update on trade negotiations with China. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Donald Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it.
Measles cases surging still across the United States as the CDC is reporting the number of measles cases has jumped nearly 20% in less than 2 weeks. The agency confirming that more than 500 cases across 20 states were reported this year so far. In New York City, there have been at least 285 reported cases of them since October. The Seattle Seahawks making quarterback Russell Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. Reports are the 30-year-old QB's agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension, surpassing the annual average of Packers QB Aaron Rodgers and keeping Wilson with Seattle through the 2023 season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.